The Mac Observer's Mac Geek Gab number 35 for Thursday, January 12th, 2006. Greetings, folks. John and I are back in the hotel room. Hi, John. Boy.
Yeah. You would think this is fun, but this is exhausting.
Yeah, this has been a crazy week, and it's not over for me. I got to moderate all day tomorrow. But
yesterday was great, man.
Yeah.
Had our very successful party. Dave rocked on the drums.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, it was fun. We had, like 400 and almost 500 people in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, 480 something, I think. So
it was getting kind of, yeah,
it was sweaty. It was good. I was sweaty.
And then today we judged the Mac Brainiac Challenge.
Oh, that was today. That's right. Yeah, it was. That was great. That was the best Brainiac Challenge I've had yet. So,
oh, man.
But today's show, what John and I did is we took some time and we walked the show floor. And we kind of picked our favorite products.
We had no choice.
Yeah, that's right. John at one point said we needed the iSteamroller to blast through all the people there. But
that's a measure of success of a trade.
It
show.
Is. Yeah.
Is that if there are people just meandering?
Yeah.
Yes, it was totally packed. Which for a Thursday,
that's hip. So
I mean, yeah.
So
I think
we
they may have record numbers.
Yeah, I would think so. Yeah, I haven't heard any numbers, any official numbers or anything. So, but it sure seems packed. So we went through and found some little gems, or what we think are gems anyway, on the show floor. Some of which you may have already heard of, and some of which you haven't or may not have. Of course, if you're here and you visited every booth, then you've seen it all. But for those of you at home, playing along at home, that's what we're going to talk through. First, though, I do want to tell you about the sponsor for today's show, and that is Edemotic. And Edemotic is a company that makes, of course, earphones. In fact, they make the earphones, the ER6s that John uses.
Excellent. Love them.
Yep. And the ER6s, just as an aside, and I've got some stuff to say about the company here, but just as an aside, they were the first in-ear earphones that I ever bought years and years ago. And they hooked me on the whole concept of the whole in-ear thing, of which I am a huge fan, as many of you know. So yeah, they got me my start too. They are an engineering company, driven research and development company that actually started in the hearing aid industry, designing microphones for hearing aids and then sort of building it in. So they come from it from that background. They've got four audiologists and 20 engineers on their staff who, in addition, of course, to doing research and building products, do a lot of lecturing and teaching. Education is important to them, making sure people understand that how the whole in-ear thing works.
I think their head guy is I talked to him once, but I think he's a doctor in something or other.
Yeah, could be.
Yeah. But they know their stuff.
Yeah.
That shows.
And a lot of the folks that work there are musicians, of course, and appreciate good sound. So not only make their products for themselves, but their customers. And in the talking points, when we do these advertisements, we ask folks for talking points so that we make sure we hit the things that are important to them. And one of the things that they said rang very true with me, and of course it has nothing to do with the earphones themselves, but just business practices in general. And they said they appreciate competition, and to them it means they're on the right track. And man, I couldn't agree more. That's my philosophy too. If competition is a wonderful thing, and of course by competition they're acknowledging that all these other people have now entered this market, and so it means that they're doing the right thing, and they have been, and they will continue to. So thanks to Edemotic for sponsoring today's show. So I'm gonna slide the mic over here, and we turned off the fan in the hotel, so hopefully it sounds okay. Go ahead. What's up? What's on your list?
What's on
the
my
first
list?
Thing? First thing.
So we're on the C1 right now. Yeah, but like we were last time.
Yeah.
I would say the first thing on my list is, and we stopped by there, Memory Miner.
Memory Miner, very cool product.
Oh man, this is great. I stopped by. We get hundreds. Literally, of emails about everybody saying, come by our booth. We have the most innovative, the most interesting product. These guys, I think, rang true. So basically what this does, it lets you tell, I would say, digital stories. Digital scrapbook. Here's what it does, essentially. You take your photographs. You can import them from iPhoto. It integrates with a lot of OS X things.
Yeah.
And what's the look up the company name? But
it's a photo browser. When you look at it, it pulls your photos in, right? And you see them on the screen, and then you tag them, right?
Right. So you get the time date stamp, yep, normally with digital photos that you, yep, could apply it manually. The extra thing you have to do is you identify the people in the photo.
Yeah. And it builds your library around it. Very cool, I think.
And then when you think about this, so if you know who is in the picture, so, yep, then you're getting context around the picture. So if you know who's in the picture.
And when it was taken.
And when it was taken, and also you can do a location.
Right, where it was taken, yeah.
Then you can present it. So you could say, present Dave's life story from baby to, right, teens to whatever.
And the cool thing is when you tag it, you don't just say Dave's in this picture or John's in this picture. You actually draw a box around Dave or John in the picture so it knows who is who in the picture. And I think when you do the slideshow, you can have it do like the Ken Burns effect,
yeah,
sort of thing.
It'll center on that person and, yeah, then pull out.
Yeah, and that's very cool. That's very cool. Now, of course, what we were talking to them about, it would be very cool if they could somehow do some compositing over time, maybe, right? Because you are identifying each person. And all you're doing is drawing a box. It's not like you're going nuts. But over time, if you've got the same person in pictures over and over again, maybe it could start to automatically do that. Now, this isn't something that they're actually doing yet that we know of. I mean, who knows what they've got going on in the deep, dark engineering dungeons there. Extrapolating the concept out, you know, maybe with those new faster processors they can do that, huh?
So Group Smarts is the company.
Group Smarts, there you go.
Memory Miner, yeah, excellent product. I think they're gonna have a lot of success. You can get a 15-day trial. You go to their website, check our special report on Mac Observer. You'll see special report Macworld Expo, and there's a link to the article, but you can try it for a couple of weeks and see what you think. And so that really struck me, and it even won the guys?
They won
the
Mac World?
Mac
World,
yeah.
Yeah, somebody. They won it.
Best of show.
Best of show.
And they thanked us for the coverage as well. So that's one of my votes, Dave.
Okay. My first thing is something that I came into the show wanting to see, and I think it too won Best of Show. And so again, this is stuff that you may have heard of, but we're going to get deeper into some of this other stuff. Anyway, the protege, the tech tool protege from Micromat. And what it is it's a FireWire. It looks like a little thumb drive, and it is a thumb drive, but it's a FireWire thumb drive. And it comes. Huh? Yeah, remember we were looking at it.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, okay.
But I'm just saying, that struck me too when he said it's a FireWire thumb drive.
I was surprised too, and I had read the press release, and still I just missed that.
I've never seen
a
FireWire thumb drive.
But it's a 1 gig thumb drive, and the idea is if you're having trouble with your Mac, can't create a boot CD, which we talked about recently, or you want to have something where you've got utilities that you can move back and forth. So you can boot your Mac with this thing. It's got Tech Tool on it. It's got a couple of things built on it, but it's actually got about 250 megs free. So you can put other utilities on. I mean, you could put, if you wanted, you could put a copy of Disk Warrior on it. You could put whatever you like, right? Drive Genius or something. Presumably, it's a boot drive. So, and you can update it because it's totally writable and all that. So, and it boots, currently it boots 10.4.2, which they said will boot anything except the Intel Macs, of course. And this won't boot Intel Macs, and they say they've got to go and check that out. And Apple sort of surprised all of us this week, so early to market, at least by their own schedule. Right.
With a lot of the developers, like these guys.
Yeah.
A lot of people were planning on June, which I think
was the unofficial
Apple's last guidance.
Yeah, the last guidance. There you go. So that's the that's my thing. What do you got? Go quick. Okay. Hurry.
All right.
Hurry.
Okay. I'll do a quick one on this. Soho Signs.
Soho Signs.
Yes. Avery Dennison and Kronos Software, they introduced something, and this is kind of neat. I think it's new for Mac that they have software.
Okay.
Right, so Kronos is a software house that they outsource to, but basically they have these sheets. So Avery, as you know, Avery makes
labels.
Things that have sticky stuff on them for the most part, and they're
very good at sticky stuff.
So what they did is they came up
but
with...
But usually only on one side.
Right, so what they have is this media, they have these sign kits, and they're all 8.5 by 11, standard size, but they're constructed uniquely, and it comes in a kit with also backing. So you have these sheets, you print on them. The software is made by Kronos. You use the software, and you'll drag a picture in, and it's meant to be bigger than an 8.5 by 11. You make a large picture. What you have is these individual sheets, but they're done in a fashion where, so you print on them, you peel off one, but it still has backing on the back. You then position it on a poster board kind of thing.
Yeah.
And then when it's positioned good, you lift it up, pull off the final second, thing on the back, and then you stick it on there.
Huh.
So you can make these really huge posters.
Wow, that's cool.
The software is free.
Yeah.
The thing is, the driver here is you buy. So Chrono sells other software,
right?
And Avery, of course, makes money by selling
the
sheets here. But it's a really cool design, and I just, you know, saw them put together.
Yeah.
Got a little demo, and I'm like, that is really slick. So very, very quick mention. I like that one.
Slick. Cool.
What do you got?
I don't know. You know, it was funny when we were walking the show floor today, John. One of the things that I noticed, I was really looking to see if I could just find a case for my iPod, and I couldn't find a thing.
There was no iPod stuff. It's amazing.
We're being sarcastic, folks.
Yes,
this show was like the Macworld show plus iPod. I would say 30% of the vendors out there were selling iPod stuff.
Yes. Now, looking at how what was the number? 14 million in the last quarter that they sold.
Yeah,
I believe it was.
Yeah, I think that's right.
So that I think shocked just about everybody. So so the iPod industry is thriving.
And the thing is, these booths were packed. People, it wasn't just that these guys were here. Because sometimes at Macworld, you know, you'll see people with stuff that has totally nothing to do with the Mac, right? And the booths are empty, and you know they've got they kind of, you know, sit there and balance their checkbook all day instead of running a booth. Not so at the iPod booths. They and so one of the things which did I leave it over? Oh no, it's over here. Hang on.
Nope.
One of the things I saw was and there was a lot of stuff, and really most of it, frankly, is just a new different takes on the whole rubberized hard plastic or. It's a case, right? I mean, whatever. So there's
some are pretty,
and then there's the typical chargers, right? Where you know you plug it into your car and charge it up, and then there's the typical FM transmitters, and you know we've had mixed success with those, and so the guys at Spec did something so cool. I wanted to talk about it. They have this thing called Mobile Charge, and it is simply a car charger for your iPod. But what they did is they made it look, they wrapped this thing, instead of it just being white or black plastic or something, it's wrapped in leather. Ooh. And looks like a gear shift knob. It's
leather?
black leather. It is.
Like it's a Telefunken,
Telefunken U47 isn't wrapped in leather. All right, so I'm going to open it up here.
We're doing Zappa.
Yeah, touch it. It's leather. You can touch it.
Can I touch it?
Yeah, you can touch it. It's leather, and it's got this blue light that glows out of it, and it's all black except for the the silver part with the blue light. But can you see it, folks? Oh, never mind. The camera in this microphone is horrible. It doesn't work at all.
We got to return it.
Yeah. anyway, so that I liked it because they actually took something and made it stylish, and so that's cool. And they are coming out with what are they calling it? No, that's the wrong side. Mobile Tune, which is the same thing as this. This is like $40, this Mobile Charge thing. And Mobile Tune is $60, and of course Mobile Tune has an FM transmitter in it. And then they've got this other thing called Mobile 3-in-1, which looks like, which also plugs into the...
Three? Not one, not two.
But three.
Wow.
So it plugs into your cigarette lighter. It's a mount. It's one of the things like the DLO Transpod or anything
like
that.
Shifter.
But it looks like a shifter, and it's got the you can. This one actually, the Mobile 3-in-1 actually mounts the iPod in it, as opposed to just plugging a cable into the iPod. But it makes it look like you plug your iPod into your shifter. Of course, I don't know. You know, if you're in an emergency situation and you need to downshift, and you reach over and instead change from from Van Halen to Mozart instead, that might be an issue. So.
Yeah. Okay. Another thing.
Do we need to tell them how much this stuff costs? The Protégé, the Tech Tool Protégé, was $200 at the show. So that's the FireWire drive. Mm-hmm. So do you know how much memory miner is?
69.49 show special, I believe.
Sweet. See?
Whew. Wow. Still got those brain cells. All right.
I'm running on about 3 hours of sleep here, so.
You don't get a lot of sleep at these. And, you know, it's just the tedium of going to the parties every night.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
Are you going to go to the party tonight?
Which one? Oh, that one, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
We'll all right, here's something I saw. Right, it was iPod related, but not totally okay. iPod. The was it iOgear? The Bluetooth headphones.
Yeah. Nice. I think it was iOgear. Bluetooth wireless headphones. They have a universal fit thing that plugs into any iPod, and then they have the thing that that plugs into the older iPods with the like the mini and the you know the 3G and maybe even the 4G, right? So, but they sounded good, right?
Yep. So they stream the audio, but then
they're not in ears, right? They're foam over the ear kind of thing. But
yeah, but it's interesting because when I was using them, I was trying to control the volume.
Yeah. Because
it disables the volume on the iPod.
Right.
And I was fumbling around with the buttons, and I hit, you know, it was I couldn't see it on my ear.
Sure.
And it switched to the next song, so it controls the iPod.
Yeah. For the legacy iPods, they don't have a model yet for the dock connector stuff. Yeah.
So that was neat. So they had an add-on. It'll work with a cell phone. Right. So they had a microphone. Yeah. So earphones, microphone, Bluetooth, wireless, pretty cool.
iOgear.
And it sounded good. So iOgear, yeah, they have a pile of it. And they showed us some switches also.
Yeah, KVM switches. Reduce cable clutter.
KVM.
Keyboard, video, mouse. Is it
right?
Mouse or is it mointing device?
Yeah, I don't know, but KVM.
Okay.
I think it's keyboard.
There's no such word as mointing.
I know.
Okay.
I was just trying to go with you, man.
Thank you. I appreciate that. How many more things do you have on your list?
Oh, I got a huge list, man.
Oh, well,
keyboard, video, mouse says.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, it's keyboard, video, mouse. Yeah. We could check the Wikipedia, and then we could edit it and change it.
Wikipedia knows all.
That's right. Unless.
Well, it was funny at the Brainiac Challenge today. Yeah. Somebody found an answer on Wikipedia and was saying, "It's on Wikipedia. It's got to be right." Folks, if it's on the internet, it doesn't mean it's right.
No. I heard once that everything you read on the internet is true.
Right, like if you get an email from Microsoft, Bill Gates will give you.
I'm just waiting for the check. I think it's actually it's in the mail. It should be there when I get home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some advice. I mean, most of our listeners, I think, are pretty
savvy.
Pretty savvy. So. But if it's too good to be true, it probably is.
It probably is.
And if
except
you
the party
email,
last night.
That was too good.
And there were some listeners there.
Yes, they were. Yeah. I hope they enjoy it.
Yeah. Yeah, I ran into quite a few of you, and I'm not going to try and remember each of you because I know I'll skip someone because I'm so tired, and so I'm going to just let that go and just say thanks for coming. Mm-hmm. Really, I only have like one thing left, so why don't you do one, and then I'll do one, and then we'll wrap up this show and upload it, and we'll be good to go.
A tiny little thing here, right? Natopia?
Oh, no, pick something good. Okay, do Natopia. There you go.
It's an incremental thing, but it's a near and dear to our hearts because we like Skype. Natopia, as a lot of you know, they make something called Timbuktu, which is a kind of like the
PC Anywhere.
But PC Anywhere. It's basically a remote.
Why would they know what PC Anywhere is?
Because it's for the PC.
Because it's for Windows.
Now,
it's like Apple Remote Desktop.
Yes. So basically,
cross-platform
from one machine. Yes. So it's Windows and Mac, but basically from one machine that I guess is the controller machine. You can then project your desktop. Yeah, I think it's an accurate way. You can share your desktop
with
other machines. So that's kind of interesting. And, you know, you can think of some unique things. And it's live, so you can, you know, watch it. And I think you can watch other people's desktops. So you can use it for support and things like that.
Oh,
you can project
for support. It's great. Yeah.
So it's good for video. But here's what they announced is they announced Skype integration.
Yeah.
So in addition to being able to look at or view someone else's desktop, you can talk back and forth. So say you're doing a support call.
Oh, sweet. You don't have to be on the phone.
In addition to being able to maybe control, because I think you can also take control of a remote machine.
You can take control of a remote desktop, absolutely.
So imagine how easy a support call could be, because it may be kind of rough if you can't hear the person describing their problem.
Right.
Now, I think you can also do a push kind of thing where you can project a video to other machines. Wouldn't it be nice to accompany that with audio?
Yeah.
And I talked to the product manager, and another thing is that he claimed that when it comes out, it's going to be in February.
Oh, okay. It's not out yet. Okay.
Right. In February. A lot of things, you know, because this is a once a year thing.
Yeah.
They show it here. Yeah. It's either stuff from towards the end of last year or it's coming.
Or it's coming.
So it's coming to February. But from what they told me, you can also, using this product, you can take the audio only of whatever you're doing and project it to plain Skype people that are not running Timbuktu.
Interesting.
So I thought that was pretty slick.
Interesting.
But it's nice that Skype, because we love Skype, because I use that when I am back at the home base.
Yeah.
We're still very happy with the audio quality. Yeah. A lot of times, you know, probably...
It's not, the audio issues that we had on the last show, or not, the last show we did with it, were not Skype's fault. It was just a level issue.
It was Dave's.
It was just
Dave's
a level issue.
Fault.
Yeah. John wasn't...
What?
He was talking at the wrong end of the microphone.
What? I thought I was talking at the end.
If you're chewing on the cable, that's bad.
I wasn't doing that, but it was Dave's fault. But
except it was your fault. Except for the part, the big part that was your fault.
So we like... Skype is great. Skype. It makes me sound...
And now Skype, you know, the new version of Skype, as a total aside, has iTunes support. So
tangent. Really?
Yeah.
You mean iTunes?
Well, like iChat, right? If you've got a song playing in iTunes, right?
Oh, and then you start
a chat, it pauses the tune. Skype will now do the same thing.
Very nice.
Yeah, sweet.
Wow. Are we, boy. We're
at the 20-minute mark. I got one more thing to talk about.
One more?
Yeah, okay. This is cool.
Oh. Oh, it's
audio,
little rogue guy.
You guys know we love Rogue Amoeba. In fact, as always, we're using, and that's you know, we've changed a lot of things in the podcast, as you know, in our production side of it as we've gone through this. The one thing that's been consistent with everything except the very first test that none of you ever heard is that we use Audio Hijack Pro from Rogue Amoeba to record it. So, which we're doing now. However, they came out with an update to their application called Airfoil. And what Airfoil does is it's essentially an Airport Express enhancement. But this one allows you to send audio from your Mac, from any application on your Mac, not just iTunes, but any app, to multiple Airport Express units simultaneously and in sync. Dude.
Shut up.
Yeah. And I talked to the guys about it, and they're like, you know, when we started talking about this, I didn't know if we could do it, but we figured the sync thing was a bear, but we figured it out and they did it. So now you could buy, and you should buy, like 3 Airport Express units, right? Yeah. Put them all over your house, and then you could have the same song playing everywhere in sync. And then, of course, the next thing you need is an RFID tag that you wear around the house, and then your music could follow you, and it could like turn off one or the other, right?
Because I noticed there was just a recent Airport Express update, and I saw one of the addressed issues was streaming music.
Because
I know some people, and even myself, when I was using it, every now and then it would
crackle and crinkle,
drop out.
Yeah.
So I guess they had some issues with it, but it is cool to stream music. So that's great.
All right, so that's
are we done?
That's it. I'll cue the band, but you can't hear them because they're all the way back in Durham. So next week, are we going to do a show on Monday? I don't know. If we do, it'll be Reader.
Maybe I'm coming back on. Well, you're coming back on Saturday.
We're both flying back Saturday, so
we may have to recuperate from all.
Yeah, we'll see. We've given you 3 shows this week, right?
So yeah,
we may do a show on Monday.
So we got to cram.
We may let it go a week until the following Monday. It depends on really what we have. If we do a show, it'll be based on your feedback, because we've gotten a lot of that we simply haven't addressed at all during the show during this week. So
maybe tell us what you thought was the coolest thing in Macworld.
Yeah, whether you were here or not, right? Because your perspective is, you know, by not being here might be a little different. Again, I want to thank our sponsor, Edemotic. Thank you very much. Of course, this edition of the podcast was downloaded by you from Cashfly Hosting, so thanks to them.
Thank you.
And of course, if you do want to sponsor this podcast, you can check through the Backbeat Media Podcast Network. Thank you for all the iTunes comments. We like those.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Please post more.
We can take it.
Post more. We got Gmail invites if you want them.
Yeah, Podcast Alley. What are we, 4909? I forget. Yeah, vote.
4905, right?
490. I thought it was 9. 4909. Whatever. Yeah, you look up.
You can look. There's a link in the show notes, always.
Yeah.
Send your audio comments into 206-666-GEEK. MacGeekGab.com for the show notes, which we, will be updating. Michael, thank you very much. Michael, ComputerNap was here all week. It's a pleasure to get to meet him. And he is working right now, actually, on converting these to AAC for us all week. So
yeah, he's going to have, I think, maybe a good Macworld story to tell.
Oh, yeah.
This was his first one.
That's right.
We won't spoil it. We'll let him tell you.
No.
So check the site, as
did
you always do.
Did he meet his uncle?
What?
You know, Uncle Steve. You told him.
Yes, he did. Told him. He got very close.
He did. Okay. Why can't we?
He spoke to him.
Oh, he did.
He spoke to
Uncle Steve.
I think of him as Lord Steve. But Uncle Steve.
There you go.
Yeah. And he talked to Jonathan Ive and Phil.
Oh, we got to hear this story.
Yeah.
Yeah. We should have had him on the show. See, he could have filled up 20 more minutes for us.
Yeah, but we're shot. We got to. I'm hungry.
Yeah, and we got to go through this presentation that, that somehow.
What are we talking about?
Oh, I don't know, man.
Podcasting.
Podcasting. Yeah.
Do you know anything about that?
The record button's there, so I'm going to turn it off. Oh my God, I didn't turn it on.
You idiot.